Oh, well, it's been a long haul, honey.
Yep, it sure has.
Charles Eiler knows all about blood clots. He's had two.
They're painful. I mean, real painful. Really bad pain.
And now, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has her second blood clot. The first in her leg during travel as First Lady 14 years ago. Then Sunday, the diagnosis of a new clot, this one in her head. Most blood clots occur in the leg, which can be fatal if the clot dislodges and moves to the lung, where it blocks blood flow and strains the heart. But Clinton's doctors say her blood clot was found in a vein between the brain and the skull behind her right ear. Dr. Ben Wedrow works in a Wisconsin trauma center. He spoke with us via Skype.
Blood pools and it doesn't flow. Blood that doesn't flow clots. That's a good thing when it's outside the blood vessels, not a good thing when it's inside the blood vessels.
Clinton was admitted to a New York hospital Sunday. She's on blood thinners to dissolve the clot so it doesn't cause a stroke or neurological damage.
Right, have you been up walking today, though?
Yeah, I just came back.
Eiler's doctor, John Ricotta, chairs vascular surgery at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. He says Clinton's extended hospital stay is not unusual.
They want to be sure that they don't overshoot or undershoot, and they want to be sure that she is not going to suffer a bleeding complication while they're adjusting the dose.
Clinton is known as the most traveled Secretary of State in U.S. history, flying more than 1.5 million kilometers to 112 different countries. But her December was difficult. Secretary Clinton was last seen in public in Belfast on December 7th. She returned to the U.S. battling a severe stomach virus. A few days later, dehydrated, she fainted and suffered a concussion. Clinton is winding down as Secretary of State and deciding what her next political move might be. Whispers of a presidential run in 2016 could be temporarily silenced now as doctors further assess her health. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News, Washington.